The Winter Conference of the Virginia No-Till Alliance was held on Wednesday at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. Hundreds of farmers from all around the region attended the event. One of the topics of discussion was trends we're seeing in the weather in our region. Here's farmer Doug Pfeiffer of Mount Solon on the topic.
The water table has definitely changed. I think there's more and more, coming out of the ground as we have more people, in cities, because there are several dams in the mountain that kind of feed, like the city of Harrisonburg and the city of Stanton. We got that factor. But then we also, and I am part of it, there's more poultry houses, so there's more water coming out of the ground. But also the weather patterns have changed. I noticed growing up as a young boy, we had thunderstorms every few days throughout all the summer, and we had a lot more snow than we've had of recent years. So that's all playing into the factor too. But last year, we've had two years of drought, and this year excessively wet at part of the season. Well, I say 25. We're already into 26 here, but the two previous years was really dry, and two summers ago, I had fields where I had rolled a good mat of cropping. I roll in front of my tractor that I plant with, and that field produced 100 bushels more than the state average. And I credit that to what these practices can do. That's the only reason I say that. That's what it can do. That mat helped to manage the more limited moisture times that we had. If it would have been open ground, the sun and air would have pulled that moisture out of the ground a lot faster, and that mat enabled it to stay there longer and give me those results in my corn yield.
Farmer Doug Pfeiffer of Mount Solon talking about specific practices he uses on his farm to manage the variable weather situation. I'm Ish on 96.9 WSIG. Real country, real people.